It says in John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh, and He lived amongst us, and we beheld His glory. Jesus was not just content to live in the throne room of heaven, in the safety of the heavenly throne room. He chose to come down from heaven to earth, and not an easy start. In fact, as I was sharing last week, an incredibly challenging start to His journey as He became a man and lived among us. We know, we saw in the story and the incredible song, Breath of Heaven. I just so loved that, how Mary took that incredible journey as a pregnant lady to travel something like 120 or 130 kilometers to the birthplace of her forefathers, and it was there in Bethlehem that she gave birth to the baby Jesus, not in a palace, not in some place that was famous, but in a stable, and it was there that Jesus Christ was born. Herod wanted the glory of Jesus to be snuffed out, but God had a plan to preserve the message and the story and His famous name. God sent shepherds and wise men that even though so few who ought to have bowed down before Him, these ones were sent to bow down before Him and to declare His majesty. This King of Majesty left His throne room of heaven and exchanged it for a manger in which He lay. His majesty wasn't because of the palace He lived in or the clothes that He wore, but who He was, Emmanuel, God with us. Kings of the Orient came to honor Him at His birth, bringing gifts to proclaim His majesty. But for us He came, and for us He would one day die, this King of glory and majesty. And for us here today, may we not only behold Him, but come to know Him as the shepherds and the wise men did, to honor Him, worship Him, and that we might also experience a second birth. May we aspire to know Jesus, this King of Majesty. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 8, it says this. It says, but God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. It's one thing for us to say, God loves you. It's one thing to make a statement like that, or for even God to have made that statement, which He had many times over. But how do we know that God loves us? How do we know the truth of that love? It says here, but God showed, or in earlier translations says, but God demonstrated His love for us in that even whilst we were still sinners, even before we had our act together, even before we were doing the things that would please an incredibly majestic God, Jesus came and He was sent by God the Father for us. He didn't come when we were at our best. He came when we were at our worst. We saw the story portrayed and told from the beginning of creation and how mankind had turned their back on God and refused to respond to His leading and His directives. And it was finally in Jesus' coming that everything would be turned around. God showed His great love for us by sending Jesus. And it says in verse 9, and since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. So here's the first thing. The love of God was revealed and on display for us in the sending of His Son. Not just that He was living in the safety and the protection of a palace, but He lived among us. He dwelt amongst us. He experienced everything that you and I have experienced. He had sadness. In fact, the shortest verse in the Bible is, Jesus wept. Jesus felt what you and I feel, and he lived among us so that he would understand, and there would be a sense of rapport and understanding that he knew what we are going through. And since we have been made right in the sight, in God's sight, by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. You know, it says, it was shared earlier on, that in the beginning, man had fallen out of relationship with God because sin had entered into the world. People had disobeyed God. They decided they didn't want to go God's way. They didn't want to follow God's plan. And sin entered into the heart of people. They had turned their back on God. And no matter what had come before them, whether it be through prophets, whether it be through people like Moses who brought the law, they still continued to refuse to follow God's way. They were basically living in a life of rebellion, a life that was shutting God out. But because of Jesus and because of his shed blood, because of what he has done at the cross of Calvary, now that barrier that exists between God and man, sin and the brokenness and the hopelessness that this world has experienced, can be healed, can be forgiven, and can be washed away, and we can be made whole. We can be put into right relationship with God. And in fact, it says here, he can certainly save us from God's condemnation. You know, there's something in the heart of people. Our consciences can condemn us. We can go through life with a real sense of guilt that no matter what we do, we can never put things right with God. And I don't know about you, but I've discovered most people like myself happen to mess up on a regular basis. Have I got any company here? Or am I the only one? But we have the assurance in God's word that as we come to him, we do not need to carry a load and a burden of guilt and shame upon our lives, because Jesus carried it for us, and he has made it possible that we can come into relationship with God. You may be distant at the moment from God. You may have been on a journey that you have messed up in some ways. You may have had some earlier experiences of knowing God, or maybe you haven't known him much at all. But you've had an awareness that you need to connect with him. Because of Jesus, we can be put in right standing with God. That barrier, that wall that has once stood between us and God can be broken down, and our sin can be forgiven, and we can be healed and made whole because of what Jesus Christ has done. It says in verse 10, "For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we're still his enemies, we will be certainly saved through his life." Through Jesus, not only was the love of God demonstrated, not only was the brokenness healed and that we were made whole, but now we can experience his life. So through Jesus and his death on the cross at Calvary, the brokenness was taken away, the sin was taken away, the sense of division between us and God has been taken away. But now through Jesus' life living in us, we have been reconciled with God. Our relationship has been made whole. We're not just getting by, they're just forgiven. You know, I remember there's this Christian sticker someone gave me to put in my bag, and I realized later it was actually wrong. It says, "Christians are not perfect, just forgiven." I'm thinking, just forgiven? I'm walking around, just forgiven. We are not just forgiven. We are experiencing Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Because of Jesus, we have life. I'm going to share an illustration. It's a little bit of an unusual one, and I hope I don't cross any theological boundaries here, but I'm just going to share it anyway. My mother, she turned 91 this year. How cool is that? She's a godly lady who loves Jesus, and she has just been such an incredible example to us in faith. And from time to time, you know, we've been just praying for various needs. If there's been any health issues that have emerged, you know, we've just been praying them through. And she had a condition where she had her blood had low hemoglobin. It's like something that just brings energy and strength into your blood, so you've just got energy. And she was lacking energy, and she was feeling quite anemic and just struggling to get through the day. And they'd sort of done various diagnoses of what she needed. And so they've got some way of infusing. It's kind of like a blood-type product. It's got hemoglobin in it so that it just tops up the levels and it just puts life in the blood, and all of a sudden, new strength is experienced. And so they did that with my mum, and a few weeks later, guess what? She had a new lease on life. She had life infused into her. And because of Jesus' blood, and because he has given his life and his shed blood, it's like his life has been infused into us. We might have been walking through life in a sense of just struggling and battling and feeling like life is not working for us. I'm lacking motivation. I'm lacking a real sense of purpose and a sense of calling and destiny in life. We can be meandering along with a real sense of sadness and depression. And I'm not just talking for people that don't know God. This is sometimes many people who do know God are still feeling that same sense of despair. But as we understand the life of Jesus coming into us, we can come to life. Jesus said, I'm not just only the way. I did not just come only to show the way. I did not only just come to declare the truth. He says, I came that you might have life, and life in all of its fullness. That we would come to life. We would experience everything that he has come to bring to us because of what Jesus Christ has done. Here's this fourth verse in this passage, and I love it. It says, so now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. How cool is that? That's so awesome, because we can now rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends with God. I don't know about you, but that blows me away. Jesus, because of what he has done, has made it possible for us to become friends with God. We're not just got that formality, and by the way, we always respect and honor God in every possible way. May we never ever lose the sense of awe and wonder and majesty of who he is, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But on another level, even though we understand he is the creator of the universe, because of what Jesus has done, it says that we can now be made friends of God. In fact, Jesus said to his disciples, I no longer call you servants. You're no longer just colleagues. You're not just some trainees. He says, I have called you friends. Maybe you have been journeying in your life with God. There may have been a sense of fear instilled into you as a young person growing up. And it is completely appropriate to have a sense of awe and wonder in fear of God, in the sense of his holiness, his majesty, his authority, and in a sense of us wanting to do what is right before him. Absolutely. But on another level, God is saying, not only am I your king, not only am I your God, not only am I the creator of the universe, but I have chosen to be your friend. And because of what Jesus Christ has done in coming to the world, he has bridged that great divide which separated God and mankind. And he has bridged the gap. Our sins are forgiven. They are cleansed and washed from our life. We are healed. We are restored. We are brought into right relationship with God. And now we can become friends of God. Friends of God. I want to just finish, look at three verses of the song that was sung earlier, Prince of Heaven. Did you like that song that Pastor Charmaine and Marianne were singing earlier? That was a great song. We just put the words up just on this next. It says, King of glory, we gladly greet, born in wonder and majesty. Forever worthy, the earth will sing. O Prince of Heaven, we worship you. On to the next verse. We can know him, this Prince of Peace. in light of mercy, confess our sin, lay our burdens at Jesus' feet, and with gladness sing. Maybe you are sensing that burden in your heart. Today, I've got great news for you. That burden can be rolled away from your heart. The burden and weight of sin and just condemnation and anything that you sense is just weighing on your heart, upon your spirit, upon your life here today, can be just completely taken away. You can be made whole because of what Jesus has done. Let's lay our burdens at Jesus' feet here today. And with gladness sing the final verse here. Hail, the Prince of Heaven comes. Angel choirs sound the call. For this babe wrapped in a cloth is the incarnate Word of God. All the kingdom and its power resting now in this child, Prince of Heaven, Jesus, hope of the world, and is the hope for all of us here today. I'm going to pray now, lead us in prayer. And if you're sensing today there's an area of your life where you just need to get that just put right with God, maybe it's for the first time that you need to be taking a step like that, or maybe it's you've been on a journey and you just sense there's just this big, big weight just resting in my heart here today. Give it to Jesus and say, take it from my life. I want to be made whole before you here today. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we so thank you that you sent your Son Jesus into this world. We thank you, Jesus, that you have come to make us whole. We thank you that you came and you lived among us, not as someone that was some big palace far removed from our world and from our daily lives. But you came and you dwelt among us. You experienced life. You knew life. And we thank you that you not only came and was born and lived amongst us, but you also gave your life for us. You went to Calvary for us. You died for us so that sin can be forgiven, so that we could be made whole, that relationship with you, Lord God, could be restored. And Father God, we are here today just in so much awe and wonder of who you are and all that you have come to bring to this world, but to each one of us here today. And just whilst I'm in prayer here at the moment, if you're just sensing that you would like to take a step of just acknowledging your need of God, your need of Jesus' forgiveness, your need of being reconciled and brought into right relationship with God, seeing sin just cleansed and washed from your heart, being made free, being made whole, experiencing Jesus' life, bringing you to life and hope and vitality. If you're just sensing that and just that desire to become a friend of God, to know Him, to experiencing Him on a daily basis, I'd like to include you in a prayer just right now. If you just sense that's where you're at, just lift your hand just for a moment, just so I can see it, and then back down again. And I'll quickly raise your hand. Thank you. Others here today, just quickly just raise your hand. Thank you down the back. Others, thank you. Thank you. Anyone else here today, thank you. Anyone else who just sense just that need of God, just bring that about in my life today. Thank you. That's so cool. Anyone else? As I pray, just make this your own prayer. As I pray about forgiveness, just say, Lord God, let that forgiveness be mine. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we just so thank you that you have come to this world, that you have given your life for us, that you've died on the cross at Calvary, that our sin can be cleansed. And here today, we come before you and we just say, Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you have done. Lord, we just give just all the sin and the brokenness of our life, and we lay it before the foot of the cross. We lay it before you, Lord Jesus, and we just say, cleanse us and wash us of sin and brokenness. Cleanse us of everything that has just weighed on our hearts and our lives, the brokenness and the despair, even the things that, Lord, we can't make sense of, Lord God. We just lay it at your feet. even things that, Lord, we're just carrying physically in our bodies that are just battling with, we just also lay that at your feet, Lord Jesus, because we know you are also our healer. You heal us spiritually and you heal us physically and emotionally. And Lord Jesus, we just open our lives to you. We pray, cleanse us, wash us, but we pray, take up residence in our heart. May it be that you would dwell not just with mankind, but you would dwell in our hearts, that you would dwell in our lives, that we would experience your life, you as the way, truth, and the life, that you would lead us and guide us each and every day, that we would follow your leading, your guiding, that we would know you as the Prince of Peace, the one who brings peace to our heart, that we would know and experience your love, that Lord God, as you've spoken in your word, we would come to know friendship with you, Lord God, on a daily basis. I just pray for anyone here today, Lord God, that is just sensing just a gap and a distance in relationship. We pray that, Lord, today they would experience you in the biggest possible way. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would reveal the reality, the spiritual truth of this to each and every heart, particularly those that have raised their hands here today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.